When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, one and all. Thank you very much, my friend. Please have a seat. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great day for love and for loving love and for those who love to love those who love love. Because this afternoon, President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act, which guarantees legal recognition of all marriages. That is great news, and I hope you were listening, Alan and Brad. No more excuses. Grandma's not going to live forever. I burked the double tree by the lake for June 9th. Get a linen suit. This law is the culmination of a huge change in American society. Since 2004, support for same-sex marriage has gone from 42% to 68%. And even among Republicans, that number... Even among Republicans, that number has gone from 19% to 43%. So progress, but still slightly less than the number of Republicans who believe that JFK Jr. is going to rise from the dead to create an even better pillow. The White House made the signing a big event with drag queens in attendance on the South Lawn. Well, that's how we should celebrate every new piece of legislation. Here to commemorate the passage of efficiency standards for manufactured homes, please welcome Trixie Mattel. Your HVAC system gonna work. Insulate it, work. Change those filters, work.
I like it.
We're learning more inside details about what went on in the lead up to the January 6th attack. Courtesy of former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, seen here scaring the girl from the ring back into the TV. Meadows was forced to hand over his January 6th text messages to the House Select Committee. And last night, the website Talking Points Memo announced that it had obtained a whole bunch of them, showing that Meadows exchanged texts with 34 members of Congress about plans to overturn the 2020 election. That is unbelievable. 34 people wanted to talk to Mark Meadows. All members of Congress, right? These members of Congress communicating with Meadows were, and it's not my place to editorialize, stupid, evil traitors who are trying to do crimes against democracy for which they should be punished with decades of jail time. One. One of the worst of the baddies is South Carolina Representative Ralph Norman. Breaker, breaker, 10-4, backdoor, watch your 10-20 catch on the flip. Norman wrote to Meadows, Mark, we're at a point of no return in saving our republic. Our last hope is invoking martial law. Okay, invoking martial law means this congressman was calling for military involvement in a coup. Again, put him in jail. Also, put him through spell check because it's martial law with a T. Martial law is the new CBS legal drama starring Eminem as Judge Marshall Mathers. Which reminds me, watch Martial Law on CBS Saturdays, 1:45 p.m. Right after. Right after all new episodes of The Enforcinator. Norman also called out anyone unwilling to overturn the results, texting, and we lay down and abandon him just because the biased media has called the election. He right, I can't believe biased media has called the election just because vote were count. Then there's this helpful little bit of text from Arizona Representative Paul Gosar. Call me. I have some fireworks coming out of Arizona early tomorrow. Call me anytime. I'm up. I'm up? I know Arizona is a desert, but this guy is thirsty. Speaking of criminals, it's been a rough few weeks for crypto exchange founder and man who told his barber, give me the shower drain, Sam Bankman-Fried. Bankman-Fried was the CEO of crypto exchange FTX, which recently went belly up and cost investors $1.8 billion. What has this world come to when you can't trust the guy selling imaginary computer coins whose name is almost exactly Bankman Fraud? What's next? Talk to me. Speak to me, friends. What's next? Don't get your annual checkup from Dr. Guy Deathkauser? Yesterday, Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas. Today, prosecutors unsealed an 8-charge indictment ranging from wire fraud to money laundering to conspiracy to commit fraud on the United States, which means he could face up to 115 years in prison because this allegedly guilty guy is allegedly very guilty allegedly. How allegedly guilty is he allegedly? It turns out FTX's inner circle had a secret chat group called Wire Fraud. Okay. That's a weirdly bald confession. Plus, like getting a bumper sticker that says, proud parent of an honor student, and I'm an arsonist. Speaking of fraud, there's a new scheme from former president, the White Scrotus. Reportedly, he's going to release a book of letters next year. First, of course, he'll have to learn all 26.
A is for America, I made it great again. B is for boobies, which were always pretty great. C is for King, I love his burgers.
Actually,
how's it taste?
I haven't done that in a few years. Actually, the book will contain the former president's private correspondence with past and present celebrities and international icons. Wow. President Obama's memoir was over 750 pages, single-spaced, and that was part one. This guy's publishing birthday cards from famous people signed by their interns. It's the laziest presidential book since Eisenhower's All My CVS Receipts. Allegedly, this book will include correspondence with Elton John, Princess Diana, and Michael Jackson. Oh, it's going to be fascinating to see how each of these icons, in their own unique way, say, I do not want to be on Celebrity Apprentice. There's another small story out there today. All of our energy problems may be over, because today the U.S. announced a major nuclear fusion breakthrough that could help harness the sun's power. Ha! Ha! Screw you, son. We don't need you anymore, old man. Pack your sunglasses and quit lurking around the corner of our kids' drawings. It's creepy. Here's the breakthrough. Scientists have been trying to generate power using nuclear fusion for about 70 years, and now, for the first time, they have created a reactor that generated more power than it consumed. It's a Hanukkah miracle! I'm sorry, I'm being told it's actually science. Here's how it went down. Scientists created this fusion energy by smashing atoms together at incredibly high speeds using 192 lasers, as NPR explained.
This is very exciting. How did they do this?
With lasers. It's like the...
lasers.
Classic science. Pew, pew, pew.
Okay. That clears that up. Reminds me of the famous words of Alexander Graham Bell.
Mr. Watson, come here. It's like ring ding ding ring ring ring. Hello.
This. Yeah, the forethought to record that. I can't believe it. This is a big deal. Fusion could be an infinite source of clean energy that could help end dependence on fossil fuels. Hot dog! Global warming is over. Good news, Florida, you're saved. Bad news, America, we saved Florida. Only one small problem. Fusion will not contribute meaningfully to stopping climate change in the next 20 to 30 years. Here's why. According to an expert in the UK, the current fusion setup can only produce enough energy to boil about 10 kettles of water. That has got to be the most British way to measure anything. Well, it's only enough energy to boil 10 kettles, cook 5 shepherd's pies, or roast 1 Paddington bear. We've got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, RuPaul.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Christmas, everybody. Folks, you lucky people. My guest tonight is a 12-time Emmy winner, a pop culture icon, and the queen of drag. Please welcome back to The Late Show, RuPaul!
Aw, that's so sweet. Mm. That's lovely. Mm. Hello. Merry Christmas! Very sweet. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Christmas. I like Merry to Christmas. Say, I like to say prissy kissness.
Prissy
I like to
kissness?
Say, but you have to say in a child's voice, prissy kissness. Prissy kissness, America. Prissy kissness. Isn't it fun to say prissy kissness?
I'll take your word for
yes,
it.
Yes, no, I'm obsessed with prissy kissness. And while you're asking, I'm also obsessed.
What else are you obsessed with, RuPaul?
With the word Mexicatessen.
Mexicatessen?
It's a portmanteau that I read on Sunset Boulevard one day, and I thought, I couldn't stop saying it.
Oh, it's a Mexican delicatessen.
A Mexican delicatessen. It's amazing! A Mexicatessen.
Mexicatessen.
How genius is that?
I like the mixture of Mississippi and Massachusetts, which is Mississippi. You can have there you go.
I love
there
it. I could never say that, because I've never been able to say the state Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I've never been able to say it. Let me say it. Let me see. Because you're doing a chew sits?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Did I do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure, though, still.
Well.
I've always had problems with that.
There are very few reasons to say that state's name.
Well.
Unless you're there.
Yes, unless we mm-hmm. are there.
Well, listen, I'll tell you where you are, my friend.
Where's that?
You are coming up. This is... Season 15.
Season 15 of our show.
Drag Race. 2009, 2022. 13 years, 15
Amazing.
Seasons.
Amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you for that.
I just learned that today. I didn't know. Congratulations. That,
well,
that's lovely.
That's not a portmanteau. It's just sort of a reinterpretation of... Because it's congratulations.
Sure, I'm on board.
But we say congratulations. Congratulations, Stephen.
Mr. Chippa-Slippy.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
Yesterday, you announced a spinoff.
Did I?
You did. Mm. At least it says right here, it says Drag Race Global All-Stars.
Oh, honey, yes, child, we are taking over the world.
Now, where are you? Are you going to shoot around the world? Because not everywhere in the world is as welcoming to drag shows as the United States is.
They're not?
Some aren't. I hate to tell you.
I do Down Under, and I do the UK, and I do the US. But mm-hmm. the others are, you know, other people do those.
Other hosts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what's it like? What's it like doing the show Down Under?
Well, it's funny because the studio is so small, it's like someone's garage that we do it in. In fact, my dressing room, if this were the stage, my dressing room would be on the other side of that wall right there.
Wow.
It is so tiny, but it's so fun because, you know, people in that part of the world are so fun. I'm married to an Australian, and they are so funny and so fun. So I love going down there. We actually shoot it in New Zealand, though. We don't go to
So it's officially wait a second. So it's Down Under. Are there Kiwi drag artists there
yes.
too? As long as okay, I just didn't know whether you were cheating and going to going to Diet Australia, as I call New Zealand.
R-
right. Yeah. Well, it's still down under.
Sure, and just, a little bit over.
Yeah, just a little down under and a little over. That's
are
right.
Are you in Wellington, Auckland? Where are you doing
We're
this?
We're in Auckland. And yeah. We'll be back there next year for the third or fourth time. I've lost track of all time, honestly.
Of course,
I just have no
They're
idea.
They're lovely people, though, aren't they?
They are
the
so much fun. And it's so gorgeous down there.
Yeah.
We have so much fun down there. It's great.
Now, you've got a tradition when you ask the finalists on the Drag Race to address a younger photo of themselves. And we did a little research here, and we found a lovely photo here of little RuPaul Andre Charles.
Is RuPaul that Andre Charles,
Andre Charles
yes.
Up there. And so what would you want to say to this young gentleman right here? What would you want him to know?
Okay. Little Ruru. I'm going to give you some advice that you really need to know and that is important for your future. Invest in laser surgery. Remove all your hair. It will come in handy one day, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Because at a certain point it's too late, or you're just saving him years of waxing?
Years of waxing. You know, I actually had electrolysis all over my face, but I kept my goatee. That was a mistake.
Why did you keep this? So you could play your
because
evil
I'm
twin?
I'm still a man, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a dude.
Okay.
You know, but so I thought, oh, I'm gonna need that. I never needed it. Never mm-hmm. needed
it's never
it.
Never too late. Can't you laser
yeah,
it off
but it
now?
Hurts. You know what happens?
What?
I'm so old that all of this hair is now white. And you can't laser the hair that's white. Did you know that?
No.
It has to be black. The hair has to be black.
I waited too long. Because it reflects off?
I don't know. We'll have to ask NASA about that. It has to be black hair for it to laser. So, little Ruru, get that hair lasered off your face.
All right, that's sound advice. We have to take a quick break, but I'll be right back with more RuPaul, everybody. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back with the host of RuPaul's Drag Race, the one and only RuPaul. Now, your hosting duties don't stop there with a Drag Race or
That's
Down
right.
Under. Or what's the UK version called?
It's called the UK version,
okay,
yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You kept it simple.
Kept it simple,
You're also,
yes.
you're going to be hosting a game show. You're hosting a new game show called Lingo here on CBS.
On CBS, I'm finally on CBS!
You weren't on CBS before?
Listen, I was always a distant cousin of the CBS family because it's Viacom CBS,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure, yeah, there you are.
So I'm a distant sort of half cousin.
Sure.
But now I'm a first cousin up in this bitch.
Well, welcome.
Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome to the Tiffany Network. So what is Lingo? I like game shows,
it's
but I don't know this
it's,
one.
Oh, it's fabulous. It comes on January 11th on CBS at nighttime.
Oh.
It's a primetime show, Stephen.
Sure, there you go.
And it's a word game show. It's not unlike that other word game that is in the papers all the time that I play every day.
Wordle.
Oh, you're going to say it?
Well, I mean, is there a reason legally?
Well,
do I have lawyers waiting backstage when I go back there?
I don't want people to confuse. I don't want people, because Lingo is the original word game. And
it existed before.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It certainly did.
Sounds like we need to get some lawyers.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. That's why I don't want people to get confused. I want
no.
to.
They won't be confused because Wordle is not hosted by RuPaul.
It's true. Yeah.
It's hosted by the old gray lady.
That's
the New York Times.
Right.
What kind of game show host are you going to be? Are you going to be fun? Are you going to be mean? What are you going to be, Taskmaster?
No. There's no meanness here. No, we only. You know what's funny? I'll let you be the judge of that. I can't take meanness anymore. After the past 5 years, if, like, there's a movie or something on television where they're starting to be mean, I have to look away. I only can do lovely, kind, sweet things.
That's nice.
No, it's just the way
no,
it is.
I can dig it.
That's how little...
I can dig it.
That is how little Ruru roles. Lil Ruru can't take no mean folks, you know. Mm-hmm. So on Lingo, I'm lovely, I'm sweet, I'm, you know, directing traffic. Mm-hmm. And it's a fabulous show.
We have to take another little break here, but please do not go away. You either, please, because okay. When we come back, more RuPaul, y'all.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody. Right back here with the host of RuPaul's Drag Race and what's the other show called?
Lingo on CBS.
That's right. RuPaul, I want to talk about another milestone. We are coming up. This is the 30th anniversary this year of your breakout hit, Supermodel, You Better Work.
30 years. 30 years.
Yes, 30 years. First of all, what was that moment like 30 years ago? Because no, it's an iconic. I made a reference to it in the monologue tonight, having nothing to do with the fact that you were here tonight. Those were just, you know, parallel evolution. Well, what's it like when you break through like that and suddenly become a touchstone, a byword?
It is so amazing. In fact, I was backstage thinking about the Ed Sullivan Theater, growing up watching The Supremes in this very theater. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing to have your dreams come true like this. And, you know, when I was a kid, when I was that age, my mother said, my mother, when she was pregnant with me, she went to a psychic who told her, you're going to have a boy and he's going to be famous. And I had no idea how I was going to make that happen. I didn't know I was going to be in drag. I didn't know any of that thing. I just knew that that's what was going to happen. And to have something like this happen in your lifetime, where so many things can go wrong. It's amazing. And this came out on my birthday, November 17th, 1992. And it was, I couldn't have planned it any better.
Wow. And I want to point something out. When you are fully in drag,
uh-huh.
You look exactly the same. You're like, what, you gotta send me a card of your doctor or something. How is it possible that you look exactly just as glamorous? Viva glam, I realize, but how do you stay so glamorous?
I don't know. It's all a system of pulleys and weights and smoke and mirrors, you know. Lots of tape. Here's the thing. When I'm all done up and I see myself in the mirror, I go, wow. Is that me? Even seeing that picture right there, I think, wow, that's amazing. You know, I swear, it's not lost on me. It's amazing to me, too.
Were you the first drag performer who got a big cosmetic deal? Because you were the face of MAC.
Yes.
Back in the 90s.
I was the first man to have a cosmetics. Yes, I am a man. I was the first man.
Got the goatee, yeah.
Yeah, the goatee. I was the first man to have a cosmetic contract, and that was the MAC campaign back in, I don't know, some years ago. And but yes, and first drag, yeah, absolutely. Wow. Amazing.
Well, Ru, congratulations on season 15.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. Yeah, I love me some Stephen Colbert, honey. I love me some Stephen Colbert. Save that for the promo.
The 15th season of RuPaul's Drag Race premieres January 6th on MTV, and Lingo premieres January 11th on the Tiffany Network, CBS. RuPaul, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.